You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
God, Father, Son, and Spirit, and that happened at Rainforest Falls here at Trinity, and throughout this week, the kids learned were reminded of five big truths, that God is our creator, that God knows everything, that God is our safe place, that God is love, and that God is forever. And every time our students or our adults heard a leader say one of these things, every time they heard what God had done or who God is, they had a response. And so I'm going to need your help for some of you. So let me, God is forever. Wow, God, right? And wow, God, and it was with our voices, but it was with our bodies as well, right? And today as a congregation, we're going to join them in that. Right, not because it's fun or cute, but because when we really see who God is, and when we really see what God has done, sometimes that's our best response. Wow, God. And so we're going to try it with the rest of you, right? So I might say something like, God is our creator. Wow, God. And so anytime you see these words, that's what I want to hear from you. Now, sometimes it's like, yes, and sometimes it's more contemplative. You're like, wow, God. And so I'm going to let you determine how that's flowing at that point for you. But we hear about this God who is our creator in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And so everything started at creation, right? The earth started at creation. But this week at VBS, it started in creation. And today we start in creation because God created everything. He created the sky and the sea. He created the waterfalls and the rainforest, the trees and the animals. And then God created us. Right? God created you and me, and because God created you, it means that your life is not random. It's not an accident that you are here, but you were made by God. And if God makes you, then he gives you an identity, and he gives you a purpose. Right? You were created for life with God, and you were created for love. Love for God and love for the people around you. And again, what we learned this week at VBS is that God is our creator. Wow, God! I didn't quite see as many hands that time, but that's on you, right? Again, God is our creator who created us with a purpose. But the problem is we don't always live in the life that we were created to live. We were created for love, but sin has bent us inward. We make ourselves the center, and some of the times we don't even realize that we're doing it. And we do that with love as well. Sometimes we love in ways that are the easiest. That's the easiest way to love, or love in ways that make sense to us or cost us the least, or we love in ways to make ourselves feel helpful. Or to make us feel needed or appreciated or right or important. Sometimes we love in ways that hope that we might get love in return. And we can do that with God's love as well, right? Maybe we don't say it out loud, but sometimes with the way we live, we say, well, God loves me, so my sin doesn't matter. I can do whatever I want. Or sometimes we say, my sin matters so much, and my sin is so big that there's no way that God could ever love me. And both of those miss the mark. Right? Both of those get love wrong, and both of those get God wrong. Because our sin does matter, and God loves you. Right? God knows everything, including your sin, and he still loves you. Again, that was another one of our points from VBS this week, that God knows everything. Wow, God! And God knows you. And not just the polished version of you, not just the Sunday morning put on my nice clothes version of you, not just the cleaned up version of you so that the people on the outside see something that doesn't match what's on the inside. But God knows our sin. He knows our selfishness. He knows the ways that we try to twist love back on ourselves. And into that, right, John says, this is the love of God. And it was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him, right? That's love. Not that we figured it out, not that God loved us first, not that we cleaned ourselves up enough in order to be good enough to be loved by God, but that God sent his Son. Right? Not that we loved him first, but that God sent his Son. In Romans, Paul says it this way. He says, for the wages of sin is death. He says that sin has cut us off from the source of life. And then somewhere else, earlier, he says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And it was while we were still sinners. Not after we fixed it, not after we earned it, not after we became lovable enough, but while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Wow, God! Right, Jesus, in dying for us, he bears our sin. He takes on what our sin deserved. He takes our death in our place and for our sake. Which brings us full circle to what Paul started saying, right? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Right? Death cut us off from life. Death is what sin earns us. But life, being connected or reconnected to the source, is what Jesus gives, and he gives it as a gift. Jesus takes your death and he gives you his life, the life that he won for you. Because death was not the last word for Jesus. So what we hear in Luke 24, that the women, they came to the tomb, they were expecting to see Jesus who had been laid there just 24-ish hours earlier, 3 days, but it goes over 3 days. But when they go and when they get there, the stone was already rolled away. And the angels say to the women, they say, he's not here. He has risen. That's the victory that Jesus has, the victory over death, and it's the victory of his love. Because God's love is not some like soft sentiment. It's not happy feelings. It's not just words that we say, but God's love does something. God's love sends his Son. God's love goes to the cross. God's love enters the grave, and God's love wins. And we know that God's love wins because Jesus is risen. Wow, God! My clicker's liking to do two slides at once today. But God's love, it gives us life. A life that he won by defeating death. And the life that Jesus gives isn't just a promise for some time in the future. In Jesus, God restores us to himself. Again, sin has cut us off from that source of life, but Jesus brings us back to God. And that restored life, it begins to shape our lives immediately, right? To shape us in how we love. We were created for love. Sin bent us inward, but Jesus restores us to the life that we were created for. And so now we're able to even love differently. And again, to say this as many times as possible. It's not to prove anything to God, not to earn anything from God. It's not because like somehow love is a ticket that gets us in the door. But we love because he first loved us, and we love because that is what we were created for. And that starts with those who are closest to us. It starts in our families. It starts with the people that God has placed around us in our lives, because honestly, those are the people who know us the best. And often, those are the ones who see our selfishness first. Those are the ones who often get our leftover patience. The ones who see the worst of us. But that's where love starts. Now, I want to be clear, love doesn't mean just giving people whatever they want. It doesn't mean letting them do whatever they want. Love means giving ourselves for their good. And sometimes that looks like patience. Sometimes that looks like just sitting and listening. Sometimes that looks like forgiveness. But sometimes it means saying no. Sometimes it means pointing someone back to the truth and not letting them do whatever they want. Love is giving up of myself for the needs and the good of the person that God has placed in front of me at that time and at that place. And that's what the restored life looks like. The restored life that begins already today. Now, next week we're going to start a sermon series called The Summer on the Mount, where we're going to spend the rest of the summer hearing the teachings of Jesus from what's considered to be his greatest sermon, and really the greatest sermon ever preached. And as we go through that sermon, Jesus is going to be teaching us more about what this life is, what it looks like to live the restored life. But today, instead of focusing so much on what it looks like, we begin with where that restored life comes from. And it comes from Jesus. Jesus gives life. Wow, God! I'm just going to say, my 6 and my 8 o'clockers were much more big with their arms. Much more big. I think it's much more bigger, actually, with their arms. So we have a couple more wow gods. Let's see if we can match that energy. Right? But right, Jesus, he defeated death. Jesus rose from the grave. And because Jesus has risen, the life that we have doesn't end with what we see now, because God is forever. Wow, God! And that doesn't just mean that God will live forever, or God will keep going forever, but it also means that God will keep giving you life forever. Us life forever. Revelation says it this way. It says he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And then he says, behold, I am making all things new. Right? For many of us, and we saw it in the video that the kids helped lead, we know the brokenness around us. We know the hurt around us. We know the pain around us, the suffering around us. We feel it. We know it really close, or maybe we don't know it quite as close right now. But we also know we have a God who is coming to make all things new. Right? God who created all things, but sin broke that relationship with God. But Jesus died and rose again, and one day Jesus will come again to make all things new. A day when pain will be gone. A day when every tear will be wiped away, a day when death will be no more, and a day when we will have life with God forever. Wow, God! Right? The God who made you knows you, and the God who knows you loves you, and the God who loves you sent Jesus for you, and Jesus died for you while you were still a sinner, and he rose again for you from the grave, and that risen Jesus gives you life now and forever. So may you know that that God is our creator, that God knows everything, that God is love, that God is forever. And because of Jesus, forever is not something, is not just something true about God, but forever is God's promise to you. Wow, God. Wow, God. Amen.